Amazon launched a new delivery service in Seattle this week, paying part-time drivers to deliver packages quickly. It's called Amazon Flex. It's part of Amazon's one-hour Prime delivery service, available to Amazon Prime members who pay $99 for a year membership with one-hour shipping costs extra. And Amazon Flex is headed to other cities in the U.S. So what are the up and downsides? Samuel Burke is business correspondent for CNN. Samuel, so what are the qualifications for the drivers?
Well, the qualifications seem very simple, minimal, and in that sense, it sounds a lot like Uber. All a driver needs is a car, a driver's license, and an Android phone, interestingly, not an iPhone. And basically what they can do is actually stay in their neighborhoods and pick up items from locations, not necessarily from warehouses, but locations that might have the typical items and deliver them in that neighborhood, and working in short shifts or long shifts, 2, 4, 6, 8, and 12-hour shifts, Amazon says.
Well, they also have to have a background check. And you mentioned Android. And that's one question that people have. That seems to be saying that Amazon feels its app only works well on the Androids.
Well, I think this is happening with a lot of companies. They feel the pressure with Apple. And so they're first, they aim toward Android, and then later on, they tend to go toward Apple. And of course, Amazon has their main consumer app, which is available on Android and Apple.
Okay, so these drivers will make $18 to $25 an hour. What's the downside potentially for Amazon going away from UPS and FedEx and towards this Uber model?
Well, they want to depend on themselves, and that could make them stronger. The downside is what happens if they face the same type of class action lawsuits that Uber is facing in California, trying to turn those part-time employees, or rather contractors, into employees. Now, I'm just looking at the list of places where this Amazon Flex service is going to be available. Interestingly, California, none of the cities there are on this list. So it might be a smart move from Amazon to try and avoid those type of class action lawsuits, at least for now. But it gets into this bigger question about the recovery in the United States. Yes, people are able to get jobs more so than in the recession, but they're not necessarily the type of jobs that they really want or had before the recession.
Yeah, so questions about what this means for labor, that Amazon's moving towards this model, but also what it means. Well, we were speaking this morning about the environment. If you have a lot of cars running around delivering, you know, rolls of paper towels to people, isn't that not as sustainable as having one delivery truck with 100 rolls in it?
In this case, I think Amazon may have done something very clever, both for themselves, the drivers, and the environment, because it looks like these drivers are going to be sticking to their local neighborhoods for the most part. So hopefully the drivers won't be going too far if they're just driving some toilet paper back to somebody's house.
Well, what about the cost efficiency for Amazon? These drivers are being paid $20 an hour. If they make, you know, 5 deliveries in an hour, that's pretty good for Amazon. If they make just one delivery in an hour, then Amazon's just paid $20 to deliver one thing.
Well, it may not be cost efficient for Amazon, but on the flip side, it's good for the drivers in the sense that they're not being paid per ride the way Uber is. And that's the advantage that a lot of these companies with these huge valuations and soaring stock prices have, is that they have a lot of cash that they can plow in now and experiment and see, is this cost efficient? And then if it doesn't work, they can always switch their model. But that's what all that extra cash is good for, for these huge tech companies.
Samuel Burke, business correspondent for CNN. Samuel, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.